I think, don't look at Twitter is all I can tell you. Don't go on Twitter and see what people are messaging us because it's not good. It's not going to fill you with confidence heading into the chicken sandwich at the end of the day. The Howlin' version of their chicken sandwich, which is, what did you say, three versions up from the one that I've had that nearly wiped me out?
The one that almost took you out was middle of the pack.
Uh-huh.
That's middle, I want to actually say it's three of six. This is six.
Great. That sounds awesome. That's a really, really fun game that we're about to play.
Okay, I got to be honest with you. Let's just cut right to it.
Go ahead.
There's a certain vibe this morning.
I'm not looking forward to it.
I can tell you're a little, I think you're a little angry at me. And I get it.
More disappointed than angry. Anger's in the rainbow of emotions that I'm feeling right now.
Here's the thing. I understand it because it's one thing to run your mouth like I was about, hey, what do you think of this idea?
Uh-huh.
It's a whole different thing that we sit here today. This is not a regular show. Like, yeah, we come in here. Hey, well, let's do this. We got our pick'ems coming up. Blah, blah, blah. Lakers, Bucks. We're going to do all that. There's a weird anticipation here that I don't really know how to describe.
No, anticipation is like the best word for it. It's dread, I think, is what it is. Like I did not sleep well last night. I woke up multiple times, looked at the clock and said, oh, I got 11 hours until the sandwich. I got 9 hours until the sandwich. I've got 7.5 hours until the sandwich. Just the countdown has happened. I've gone through every possible excuse that
you're
I can think
of. You're under 3 hours right now.
I'm well aware. I'm well aware of what's about to happen. I still have a couple of things that I may try at the very last minute to get out of this, but it's not looking good. I looked in the fridge this morning. I went to go make a cup of coffee, looked in the fridge. It's filled with yogurt and citrus and all sorts of other neutralizers.
Everything
apparently.
You told me yesterday, I went and grabbed.
I haven't seen the glazed donuts yet. I've heard that from handful of different people.
That's right, actually.
So somebody find a Krispy Kreme or a Dunkin' Donuts around here and go to work.
You want some good news and bad news?
Yeah.
I don't really have good news, really. Just to be honest with you. I don't think I have good news. I just feel like you're supposed to say that.
Okay.
Bad news is I spent some time yesterday on good old YouTube.
Yeah, I did the same, and it was a terrible decision.
Let's take a
it
look.
It made me feel worse.
So I watched, who's the dude you hate that used to do Saturday Night Live that does?
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
I wouldn't say I hate him. I just don't find him funny.
He was pretty funny last night. So I'm watching Fallon. He's doing Hot Ones with the dude I told you, the Sean Evans guy.
Uh-huh.
And he's doing it with Selena Gomez.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, well, if this guy can do it. Selena's on there, they're doing it. And they're doing, I think theirs is worse because they're doing just the wing. Like, we have bread, we have some coleslaw in the mix here. Like, we have a couple things that I think play to our advantage. And the last wing that he does, they have to dab it. They have to dab it with the spiciest hot sauce. You actually have to get the hot sauce on the wing. And they eat it, right?
Okay.
They were struggling. It didn't look good. So then I went from that to, okay, how do you prepare for eating spicy food? There's a lot of different videos that you can go down. One thing it said is stay away from what?
I can't even imagine. Water? Coffee? Uh-oh. Well, that's too. You know what would have been nice? A phone call maybe last night at some point. Hey, Travis, just saw this thing on YouTube that says.
Are you and I going to do a show without having coffee?
Knowing that the Howlin' version of the sandwich is waiting for me, yeah, I would have muscled through it for
really?
A day.
Really? I was. First thing I did when I went to Starbucks this
you got
morning.
Your coffee.
I'm going to have some coffee.
Great. That's exciting.
Have you had breakfast yet?
I have.
Okay. That's a good thing. I think you want to have a little bit of a full stomach.
I had a little granola,
that's good.
Fresh fruit, and a little yogurt.
Okay. That's good.
That's good.
That's a good start right there.
Okay.
Yeah. You're supposed to have something in your stomach. You shouldn't have it empty.
Okay. Good.
We're screwed, bro.
Yeah. No, it's bad. Let's talk about something else because I've been very apprehensive about this. Here's good news. You want good news? I have good news. There are only 100 tickets left to the 710 awards.
That's actually bad news because that means once that 100 is gone,
bad news,
it's over.
Bad news for the people that still want to go that haven't bought one yet. You need to go to 710awards.net to buy your tickets because good news for the people that have already bought them that you are in and you're ready to go. Good news for us because it's going to be a great party. But there are really just about 100 tickets left. So if you want to go to this, I would really strongly suggest that you do it today.
This is day three.
Uh-huh.
We are starting day three of promoting this. 90% of the tickets sold, and I'm telling you guys, it's not like there's 50 seats available or 100 seats available. There's a good amount of seats that we allocated and we made available for listeners. 90% of the seats are already sold, so 100 tickets are left. By the time we get here tomorrow, I think there's a good chance that probably all those tickets are gone based upon what's happened in these first 2 days. So if you're out there and you want to be a part of this award show, it's not until February 6th, but you got to get your tickets right now because once they're sold, they are gone.
February 6th in Montebello at Quiet Cannon, 710awards.net to buy your tickets. They're $25. We'll have a great time. I promise you will.
710awards.net.
Kyle and Downey writes, good luck, y'all. Be safe. Be ready to call a medic if necessary. That's a fun tweet. That's super sweet. You ready for another one? Hey, Slee, can I have your Ask Slee jersey if you die? That's a fun one. Whole bunch of really fun things.
The answer is yes. The answer is yes.
Dude, I've had that Howlin' sandwich about three times, and each time I regretted it. It messed up my whole day. I'm cleaning up some language in this one. It messed up my whole day. Eat lots of ice cream afterward, and may the Lord have mercy on your soul. That's fun. That's from Lake Show. Yeah.
Anything about THT's night last night or anything that we could...
Yeah. You want one of those?
Yeah.
Okay. Remind Slee, this is from Davis L.E. Remind Slee would never compare AD to Giannis. AD's like Pau Gasol, a complimentary player.
Oh, man.
So there's that one. You asked for it. I was going to actually skip that
day.
One for you.
It's a bad day. We're off to a bad, bad day.
You asked for the Laker one.
Even this morning I was driving down. You know, sometimes you... Driving in, you're starting to feel good about the show coming up.
Uh-huh.
You get, the nerves still kind of come together. Like, oh, man, game time's about to come. I was like, what are we doing?
So we've all had this, right? Yeah. Where maybe you're in a relationship that's
but if
not
you
going
told
great.
Me, real quick, if you told me right now, hey, Al, you can get out of this thing. You don't have to do it.
Yes.
I would not do it. I would still eat the sandwich.
I wouldn't.
I have this curiosity about doing it.
Then why'd you drag me into this?
This is the thing.
Because I don't have no curiosity.
I get it. I completely understand. And I respect that so much that I'm going to have you do it with me. There's a curiosity to doing it.
Uh-huh.
What's one of the... You ever gone skydiving?
No, of course not.
Okay. Let me tell you a quick story here. Okay? And this is part of, I think, where I'm sitting right now mentally. I knew I was going to go skydiving.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know why I was going skydiving, but I kind of wanted to try skydiving. I got there on a Saturday. That's the date that I'm supposed to go skydiving on.
Okay.
It's like 8:30 in the morning I'm supposed to go. So I get there, 8:15. I'm all ready to go. I'm prepared to go. They say, guys, just FYI, weather's not good right now. A lot of fog, a lot of clouds. Come back at noon. I'm like, you can't tell me, right? I think in my head I'm jumping off a plane at 8:30, yeah. 9 o'clock. You can't just say, hey, your reservation's going to get pushed a couple of hours. We're not talking about like I have a reservation to go have happy hour.
Right.
Okay? Come back at noon, same exact thing. Come back on Sunday morning.
This is the universe telling you not to get on that
plane.
Hear
what I just said? They said come back Sunday
the
morning.
Next day.
But there was this, like you reached the point where you're like, I'm screwed. Like there's no, I'm... There's no point of any of this where you don't know you're screwed that you actually accept it. I kind of accept what's going to happen around 1240, 1245.
I've accepted it in the way that you accept it when they tie the blindfold on and giving you the cigarette. Like, I know what's coming next. I just kind of have understood that it's over, that, you know, I'm about to meet my maker. That
Bro,
that's
you're,
it.
You're a champ because if you didn't agree to this, then we would have never done it.
I really.
And you are a champ because you agree to it like you did. I want you to say that's
I'm a good teammate.
That's awesome that you said yes
teammate.
To it because I don't think any of this would happen.
I just want everybody to understand this. I'm not kidding around when I say I don't want to do this.
Bro,
you've
mentioned it.
I really, truly, deeply do not want
listen
to do
me.
This.
I want people to understand there's a behind the scenes Travis that I want to explain real quick. I could feel the vibe from Trav. I could feel the vibe. The vibe is not a regular vibe that
no,
Travis and I have.
I don't want to
the
do this.
The vibe is like, you're an idiot, Al.
You've done this. You did this to me. Or about to do this to me. It's a bet. Let's talk about the Lakers. I'm trying to postpone this. This is the hey. We need to see you after work. We just it's kind of very important. We need to
yeah,
see
that's
you
fine. I'm not
right after the show.
About that
we
one.
Need we need to see you.
I think once
and,
it's
and
done
bring, and bring your ID.
Yeah. By the way, once we're done and we come in here tomorrow, you're going to say thank you, Al. That was one of the greatest experiences of my life.
You don't know me very
I
well.
I appreciate you,
you
living on the
tomorrow?
Edge with me.
Yeah, I'm going to be in the hospital. ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. You can participate in the show today, and we would strongly suggest that you do on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 877-710-ESPN. And ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is back. So are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Here is some real legitimate.
I just deleted
news.
Twitter, by the way. I want nothing to do with anybody's opinions.
I didn't, and
opinions.
I'm going to feed them to you all day long.
Okay.
Here is some legitimately good news.
Okay.
Lakers lost last night, which, you know, that's not good news. But
not a shocker.
Not a shocker. Mm-hmm. I thought they actually played pretty well.
I agree with you.
I thought that while they still lost the game, and Giannis mm-hmm. was an unstoppable force that we'll get to in a minute, what have I been saying for the last week or so? I'd like to see the outline of a good team. I'd sure. like to see some moments where it looks, you know what, that wasn't so bad.
You want the product to look good. Yeah. You want the taste of the food to have a little bit of something to
Let's
it. You're like, this has some
food.
Promise.
Let's not talk food today. Let's just, and that's not going
to want to add a little hot sauce to the game.
I saw the outline of a halfway decent team last night. I did. That, you know, we'll get to Anthony Davis, and he got badly outperformed by Giannis, mm-hmm. but Russell Westbrook was pretty good last night. I thought that there's been kind of a pattern to this Laker team, that when they fall behind by 8 points, 12 points, 14 points, it's kind of
– it's a wrap.
Good night. This is going to be 25 before you know it. Mm-hmm. And that's that didn't happen last night. And it didn't happen against a really good team who was playing really hard, thought that the Lakers played hard. I thought that, again, there are no moral victories when you're on the Lakers. There are no moral victories when you're trying to win an NBA championship. But I think that this was a step in the right direction towards being a better basketball team. I think that was my takeaway last night, other than Giannis handed it to AD.
So that was, I agree with you that, you know, when you're down 12, there are a couple moments in the game, listen to John and Michael, it's like, uh-oh, this could get dangerous, right? Like, I wouldn't have been surprised if that 15 turns to, or that 12 point deficit turns to 15, then turns to 18. Then before you know it, you're going into the fourth quarter, you're down 20 plus points. That's kind of been part of the Lakers' trend this year, that when they go down, they obviously go down in flames. So with that in mind, I do think that they fought till the end. I do think there's some highlights here. Let me use as an example. Talen Horton-Tucker played his third game of the season so far this year. In the last game against the Chicago Bulls, he had a career high, but I'd pay less attention to that game because they weren't meaningful buckets.
Right.
They're coming when the game is already over. So it's a little bit – But the guy, he's 20 years old. He dropped 28. So you're like, okay, well, there's got to be something to that. Last night he put up 25, shot 50% from the field, grabbed 12 rebounds on top of that. Trav, I think Talen Horton-Tucker is making a case here very soon. And I don't think he's not trying to do anything. This is just his talent. This is how talented he is. It's going to be very difficult to take him out of the starting lineup once LeBron comes back. Carmelo will go to the bench. I think the days of probably using DeAndre in a starting role is you can start turning that page there. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they'll continue to try different things. But THT looked good last night. Russ, like you mentioned, 15 assists.
That's
good. Coach had mentioned, I think Vogel said that is the best game that he's played so far as a Laker. And by the way, it was 3 turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
You and I would sit here every single day. We'll sign up for
15 assists, 3 turnovers.
Come on.
All night long.
It's
all night long.
All night long.
Yeah,
okay.
Great.
So with all that being said, they stayed in a game, and you and I are trying to find positives to losing to the Bucks, who coming into the game were 6-8. They haven't played good basketball. They've probably been more injured than the Lakers.
Yeah.
Not probably. I think they have because of Chris Middleton and Brooke Lopez. And there's a number of guys that have been out for them. Yep. And Drew Holiday missed 6 or 7 games. So the Bucks are a little desperate, too. That was a much better version of the Bucks because Middleton was back.
It's part of it's playing the Lakers, too. That even though the Bucks are the defending champs,
100%
when
right.
the Lakers come in,
100% right.
You know, and this goes back. I had the wonderful pleasure, Al, of doing Lakers pre and post when they were really bad.
Yeah, look, I didn't sign up for that one.
When they were winning 20, 25 games a year, whatever the final number was. And even then, playing the Lakers was a big deal.
Of course,
just
you're
the
right.
Laker uniform matters to other cities. Hey, the Lakers are coming to town. You want to see this. Even if it's a bunch of guys that weren't here for very long and weren't very good, it was a big deal to play. Now,
a lot of those games were nationally televised.
Yeah,
you know, it's
yeah.
funny, yeah.
But now it's Anthony Davis and Russell Westbrook and Carmelo Anthony and, you know, certainly LeBron James when he comes back. Now it's an even bigger deal.
So what we have kind of buried a little bit off the lead here is you and I had a conversation yesterday about Giannis and Anthony Davis. And we spent some time talking about how this specific matchup, I was looking for. Look, there's certain matchups in sports you really look forward to. You try to kind of isolate specific players. If Tom Brady's going to go up against Peyton Manning,
sure.
That's all we're talking about for a week. If LeBron James is going to go up against Kevin Durant, you know when that game's going to happen. Yesterday, we tried that. I tried that with Giannis Antetokounmpo and Anthony Davis. And when we come back, we could spend some time on how lopsided that was, and maybe expectation-wise on an individual player are starting to change every single day.
Yeah, I want to do that for sure. And plus, anybody that wants to reach out and tell me how I can get out of this in the next 2 hours and 25 minutes or so, I'm all ears. 877-710-ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I think people will be able to relate to what I'm about to say. We're talking about the...
Some good jams right here.
I don't even hear it. Is there music on right now? Have you ever had to fire somebody or know that you're about to get fired? Have you ever had to end a relationship or know that a relationship that you are invested in is about to get ended? Have you ever had something that you absolutely dread that just gives you this low-grade nausea and tension? And it's there all day, and you know it's not going
Trav
anywhere until it happens.
Me off the show.
That's what I'm experiencing right now. Just this low grade nausea, queasy, terror, headache, self loathing. All of these things are going through my rainbow of emotions at the moment.
Because I think you're going to take a bite of this thing, and you're going to say that's not that bad.
I don't. Think
I really
that's
do. I think that's
all.
What you're going to say, and you're going to look at Taylor, and you're like, Taylor, hey, you're going to finish that sandwich, and then
that's pretty good. Licking my fingers, yeah. Wiping my mouth, rubbing my eyes. That's not a big deal. What's the big deal? By the way, just
Trav had 2.5 Howlett Ray sandwiches.
Much better than I thought. Much better than I thought. You know what's good with this? A couple of fries dipped in the sauce. No, that's probably not going
to
happen.
Some tang. What great tang to it.
Francis in Glendale, in case you die from the sandwich, can you do one final Asksley at 10:45?
No, I think it's better to have whatever is in the past is just there. Like, if this is how it goes, this is how it goes. They'll have to go back to previous Askleys. That's the best they got. Before Al knew he was gone.
Warren writes, schedule surgery for tomorrow. They'll force you to fast. It's actually a pretty... I'd basically get... What sort of, like, cosmetic operation could I get right now? Like a nose job or liposuction? I'll come out of this thing skinny. I'll look great. You know, I'd love to participate in the sandwich, but,
yep.
I
have a dentist appointment next Thursday.
You can always just tell the station you forgot to feed your fish and you need to go home immediately. I don't think that's going to work, Ray. And Matthew Pelosi writes, you need to do the Homer Simpson method. Drink a candle and coat your throat with wax. Then when Homer went to the chili cook-off, he drank the liquid wax from a candle so he could eat the hot chili. That's not a bad idea. And then he went insane, by the way. That's the second part of that episode, Matthew, where Homer goes insane and does kind of a Hunter S. Thompson
version. I think you're starting to embrace this thing.
No. Not even a little bit.
Look at you. You're reading tweets left and right. You won't stop talking about it. Sounds like deep down inside, you're excited about this.
Let's see if Josh can help me a little bit. Josh and Torrance, you are on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. What's up, Josh?
Hey, all you have to do is say you're vegetarian now. Easy peasy. Get out of it.
Okay, but now you're into an interesting angle here, Josh. Yeah. Like,
Josh, have you seen Travis? I don't know if that card's going to work,
thing is,
bro.
He can revert back.
Yeah, it didn't work out.
Or even when he goes home tonight.
didn't work out. It's a
last
good idea,
night
Josh.
I became
the best
vegan.
I've heard. Yeah, you know, I saw a documentary on like chickens, and they apparently chickens have a soul, and I just can't eat one. I'm not going to be able to do it.
This morning is when you connected with it. I get
absolutely.
It.
Thank you, Josh. Appreciate that. We'll see. What happened to Anthony Davis last night? That was
I got a couple. I'm going to throw a couple questions.
That was rough.
Throw a couple questions at you. When I say, you know, Anthony Davis is one of the best players in the world, which I don't think anybody argues that.
I think you're
but
right.
But you and I have kind of gone out of our way to say there's levels to this.
Sure.
And the hype that I was trying to bring into yesterday's game, listen, I really felt it. Like that was something inside of me saying, man, Anthony Davis and Giannis Antetokounmpo, by the way, LeBron's not here. So it's not LeBron in the mix of this. No, AD, you get to go up against who they say today is the best big man in the NBA. only other argument would be, Jokic. Okay, well, you counting centers. Right. Is he a power forward? If you're counting centers, you're going to throw in Joel Embiid. But let's just say what their natural positions are. Usually Giannis plays the four. AD plays the four. Mm-hmm. That's their natural positions. Jokic and Embiid are playing the five. You don't get too many opportunities like this. How many times a year do the Lakers get to play Giannis?
Twice.
Twice a year. So when you see a game like this, and there's the hype behind it that, well, LeBron's not going to also be in this game. Trav, maybe it's my mistake, but I get very excited to see Giannis on one side, Anthony Davis on the other side. Because 1 year ago today, when the Lakers had won championship number 17, this was 100% a conversation. Of course it was a conversation. Who's the best big man in the NBA? Would you rather have Giannis? Would you rather have Anthony Davis? Yesterday, I'll throw out some of the numbers here, and I know everybody knows it. AD had 18 points.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the first half, in the game.
Yep.
AD had 9 rebounds. He shot 9 of 15 from the field. He took 0 free throws in 37
minutes. There's the one. That's the number.
Okay. Giannis had 47 points.
That's a lot.
18 of 23 from the field. He missed 5 shots and made 18.
Mm-hmm.
Had his way the entire game, got to the free throw line 11 times, 8 of 11 from the free throw line. And to add insult to injury, 3 of 4 from the three-point line. I'm going to also take 4 threes. I'm going to hit 3 of them.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't – there was no conversation.
No.
There was no conversation.
I didn't expect there to be.
I did.
The Zen tranquility that a caller credited me with the other day with Anthony, I think helps me.
I'm Zen right now for the sandwich.
I think that it was just very obvious last night. There wasn't a yeah, but. You know what I mean? There wasn't a, yeah, Giannis had a big day, but there is no but. Giannis went to the line 11 times. Anthony Davis went to the line 0 times.
He had a below average game.
Giannis was.
AD was below all of his averages.
Giannis was what a great player is when everyone's watching. He was even better.
Mm-hmm.
AD was what a complimentary player is when everybody's watching and the best player isn't around. He was worse. This is who he is. I honestly wasn't surprised. I would have been more surprised had he gone out there and did. Now, can he? Sure. And will he do it ultimately, a few times this season? Maybe a couple of dozen times? Yeah, sure. He's really good. It's not a he's a bad basketball player. Nobody's saying he's a bad basketball player. It's a can you do what Giannis did last night? And the answer is no.
Did he put my bar too high?
I think so.
I'm asking.
I think so.
And I say that because if last night he'd have went out, and let's say he just dropped 30 and 12 and a couple blocks and got to the free throw line 8 times, what I would have said was, okay, well, AD had his type of game. Giannis was just better. This was a 29-point advantage by Giannis Antetokounmpo.
We talked about it at the beginning of the show. The Lakers got beat by a really good team, but the Lakers didn't play badly.
Mm-mm.
They were in the game.
I agree with you.
They got beat by a team who right now is better than they are, and their best player played like it. The matchup between AD and Giannis, there's no conversation there. Their best player was their best player by a mile. And Anthony Davis had a substandard game.
So,
and this is what you get with him. And this isn't a criticism or an insult. I think what it is AD is the best possible version of a complimentary player. He can do everything there is to do on a basketball court. He can lead your team in scoring one night and rebounding, and he can defend, and he can do all of these things. And for, on a semi-regular basis, he can be the best player on any given night.
Sure.
But what he can't be is what Giannis was last night, which is everybody's watching. I'm going to come out there and crush you. Or at least it's going to be a knockdown, drag-out fight where maybe you throw one in at the end and I didn't get a chance to do it. But it's what LeBron does. LeBron goes out there. It's what KD does. It's what Steph does. It's what Jokic does. It's what Doncic does. It's what the really great players do that everybody's watching. I'm going to go out there and do this. Not, hey, wait till next time, I'll get you. And I'm just kind of gotten to the point where he's a really good player that you really can't take to the bank night in and night out.
So I think then this is what I got to do. When there's a game like that, next time the Bucks play the Los Angeles Lakers, it's Giannis versus LeBron James.
It always has been.
I got to keep Anthony Davis out of that conversation.
Yeah.
The next time the Lakers go up against Joel Embiid and the Philadelphia 76ers, then I got to say it's LeBron James versus Joel Embiid. Next time they go up, I go down the list of all these different teams. I guess I just can't put Anthony Davis on that conversation. I thought yesterday, And you know, you and I have had plenty of conversations about AD. I thought yesterday, if Giannis is going to drop 40 on him, well, AD's going to be, he's not going to be that far behind. Okay, he'll drop 29 or 30.
The stats bear it out, what you're saying, but it wasn't really even a stats thing. I mean, Giannis had a spectacular night, statistically speaking, but there was just eye test factor, right?
One but guy. You know, sometimes you don't feel the stats. I felt every statistic of Giannis.
Oh, for sure.
That's why I keep going back to the stats.
This was a double whammy for Giannis because there was stats and eye test. Mm-hmm. And it was a double whammy the wrong way for Anthony Davis. And look, he's great. Every team in the NBA would love to have Anthony Davis on their team, and they'd do a lot to move heaven and earth to get him. But this guy's 10 years into his career. If anybody's waiting for him to turn into what you saw Giannis as last night, I don't know what to tell you. It's 10 years. The light doesn't go off 10 years in. It might go off two or three, sometimes even four or five. 10, it is what it is. He's a great player that doesn't do that, what Giannis did last night. Not unless the other guy's in the room too, and the other guy, of course, is LeBron. Sorry. I know you don't like that. I know that I've seen the look on your face and you don't like it, but you got to see it again last night.
I think then this comes, and we could hit on this as well. LeBron potentially is going to come back tomorrow against the Boston Celtics.
Great.
I think there's a 50-50 shot there. I guess the reality is the Lakers without LeBron James, that's a team that's 4-6. They're average to below average, and you know, we'll see what they do once he comes back.
I want to play something from Frank Vogel right here, and we can react to it on the other side. But here is Frank Vogel after the game talking about why the Bucks had more foul shots, than the Lakers.
Well, you label clips in the portal every game, and then when there's a huge discrepancy like we saw tonight. With them shooting 12 free throws in the fourth quarter and Anthony Davis getting flagrant fouled on a dunk on one play, and having zero free throw attempts for the game, it's just frustrating. So, we communicate with the director of officiating. We send clips in the portal, and, they do a good job evaluating that stuff. I mean, that's just the process.
All right, well, we can talk about the process of all that when we come back. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
All right, if you're a business owner, it can be.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
There's no challenge. Like I when people make this as if it's a challenge, there's no challenge. You're screwed. That's it. You know, it's not about if you eat half of your sandwich.
Not happening.
I'm going to say to myself, that was a poor decision. It's more about just
the experience.
Trying this thing and living in agony for how long? By the way, how bad is it going to be?
Well, that's the thing. This is maybe they can help us out here. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. If you're telling me I'm going to be miserable for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, okay. I have a feeling it's going to be far worse than that. I have a feeling this is going to be a day or more. That it's just going to kind of sit there and become an impossible thing to deal with over the course of not just an hour or so, but maybe a day or so.
Yeah, that's not good. I didn't think of it that way. I more thought of it like maybe a couple hours where you're feeling a certain way. But then by the time 3 o'clock rolls around, I don't have a Lakers game tonight.
Get some Indian food. Maybe go turn it up a notch.
Go to a Thai restaurant.
Let's do it. Speaking of Sliwa's salty prognostication picks, is that what we're calling them right now?
Sure.
Greg went 0 for last week. So,
by the way, it's still the best to me. The way he came in and broke down every game and was like, I dominated during Sedano.
I win every year. I got all this fake money in my account that we gamble, and I'm just cleaning up on these guys. These guys are knuckleheads. They don't know what they're doing. 0 for 4. So Emily is going to take the guest picker this week, just basically so she can humiliate
Greg. I think
Emily's
going to kill it.
And Emily, all you have to do is get one right, you've humiliated Greg.
I think I've got it, so stay tuned to that. I think I got it.
Are you going to wing it, or have you done some homework?
No, I have some homework. I have some stats.
She was doing stats like no tomorrow. Wow. Yeah,
I'm not exactly going to be like those girls in March Madness that just pick it by the mascot.
Sure.
No, I'll be good. But I am going to be pretty much of a homer on one of the picks.
That's funny because I've made all my picks so far based on the mascot. mascot.
Yeah. There's no way that a bear loses to a dolphin, right? That kind of deal.
That's awesome.
All right. Frank Vogel, after the game last night, we talked about it. Anthony Davis shot zero free throws.
Yep.
Let me say that again. Mm-hmm. Anthony Davis went to the foul line zero times last night, and Giannis went to the foul line 11 times last night. Here's Frank Vogel again.
Well, you label clips in the portal every game, and then when there's a huge discrepancy like we saw tonight, with them shooting 12 free throws in the fourth quarter and Anthony Davis getting flagrant fouled on a dunk on one play, and having zero free throw attempts for the game, it's just frustrating. So, we communicate with the director of officiating. We send clips in the portal, and they do a good job evaluating that stuff. I mean, that's just the process.
I almost cut off Coach there, even though it was recorded. Okay, so a couple things come out. The Bucks took twice as many free throws as the Lakers.
24 to 12.
I already mentioned that 11 of those free throws came from Giannis, none came from Anthony Davis. He might be right on a possession here,
sure,
or a couple possessions. I get it. And by the way, that's what the coach is supposed to do. He's supposed to back up his players and say, yeah, that's not on them, that's on the referees. The reality, AD can't have a game where he doesn't take a free throw. And if he doesn't take a free throw, it does tell a story of the game.
Sure,
I've had these conversations with Michael all the time in the pregame. Michael, don't tell me that if he takes – there was a game, two games in a row, he had taken two free throws total. And Michael and I literally said, all he has to do is get to the free throw line. One trip a quarter.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's eight.
One time a quarter, you get fouled while you're taking a bucket or they're out of fouls. I don't think you're asking for too much. There's eight free throws, and that should be no question about
it.
If you drop 18 points like he did yesterday and you have nine rebounds and the guy that you're supposed to be going straight up against on the other side is giving you the business, 47 points, 18 to 23 from the field, and getting to the free throw line 11 times, that's on you. I don't know what you want me to tell you. That's on you. How disingenuous would it be if I'm on here this morning grabbing a microphone and blaming Anthony Davis not getting to the foul line on the referees? Well,
like you said, once or twice they're going to miss a call.
Happens. Right?
Maybe they have a really bad night.
And I could actually
night.
Point out a couple of
right.
them.
Right. You could have a really bad night, and maybe instead of going to the free throw line like you're saying, eight times he goes three.
Sure.
Zero? Zero. It tells the story. It really does. That one guy is in there making things happen, forcing the issue, forcing contact, attacking the rim, doing all of these sorts of things. And look,
were you aggressive enough?
Yeah.
Were you getting to the basket? Were you forcing your will? I don't care what happens.
I'm not a referee guy,
yeah,
right? They're sometimes very, very bad, and sometimes the officiating is really lopsided one way or the other.
Yeah.
I get it. That's just the nature of that job. Zero? There's no defense for zero. There's no defense for getting outplayed like that in front of everyone. Was it ESPN last night or TNT? It was ESPN.
ESPN,
right? That was an
night, yeah.
ESPN game last
Friday,
night.
Friday, tomorrow will be ESPN
it,
as well.
It was just one of those, ooh, boy. Mm-hmm. There was not, yeah, but, the refs are really sticking it to AD. It wasn't that.
No.
There was never a point in that game where you're saying, what's going on out here? There might have been a possession, but there was Giannis gave him the business.
How
period.
How curious are you if LeBron ends up going tomorrow, which I heard, McMenamin asked him right after the game. He's like, I hope I come back tomorrow. I hope.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like 50-50 right now. I heard something from Woj. If he comes back tomorrow against the Celtics, you got four more games left on this road trip. Then you'll come back. You'll have some winnable games. I think one of the games, first game back, is against Sacramento. Is that the game we're giving away tickets to as well?
It is.
So I'm curious to get your thoughts on this. Okay, LeBron comes back. What does the next 10 games look like for the Lakers? I mean, how much of this gets cleaned up instantly because LBJ is back?
Let's try a quick phone call here. Dr. Pepper, call in line. Let's go to the IE and Marcus. Marcus, what's going on this morning?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Real Mots from Twitter. I'm tweeting you guys all the time.
Right on. Appreciate it, man.
I was also at the out at the live event with Mason and Gray. So
excellent.
Chris has pictures, so
you've been documented. What's up?
I've been documented. So I want to give you guys some advice on your Howling Rays chicken sandwich challenge, the Howling flavor.
Yep.
So I've had the off the menu hot, which is like beyond what you guys are having.
So, Marcus, can I share something with you? I don't know which one of those it is, just FYI. I don't know which one. I really don't.
That we're getting?
Yeah.
We're getting Howlin'. We're getting Howlin'.
We are getting Howlin'.
Okay, yeah. You guys are saying Howlin' on
We're getting Howlin'. Yes.
Wouldn't be surprised if they sneak in the other one.
So what I had was, and I've had it more than once. I've had it a couple times. I've just had the off the menu flavor, but I've had it just pieces of chicken.
Okay.
No bread, no coleslaw, no nothing. Good
You're an
news
animal.
Scenario is the spicy animal. The good news, bad news situation is you guys are going to have the buffer of the bread. I don't know if you guys are getting coleslaw and pickles.
Well, Trav already said he doesn't want bread.
No,
he doesn't want gloves.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's not messing around.
Oh, he's not playing today.
No, I'm hating the sandwich. Don't listen to him. This is his terrible idea, and he's trying to make it worse.
So when I had it, I just had a straight piece of, it was a wing and a breast.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it kind of had me up the whole night. So what's going to happen is it's probably, hopefully you guys have had something to eat already. It's going to drop in your stomach. It's not going to be bad going down.
Yeah, great.
It's the after effect when you fill it in your gullet.
Yeah, Mots, thank you for the call. I'm glad you came out to the Mason and Bergman event. I'm glad that you tweet us regularly. I deeply appreciate you participating and being a loyal listener. You just made it much worse. You just made it much, much worse. And now I already didn't want to do it. I already was incredibly
you know what that equivalent
put
was?
Off by
can I
Allen,
can I tell
and
you
now
what the
it's
was?
Far, far
you
worse.
You know, I mentioned the skydiving earlier. It's him then calling before you go skydiving and say, okay, here's the deal. I did it. The first time we let the parachute go, it didn't work. It didn't work for 25 seconds. But we still knew we had 1,000 feet before we hit the ground. And then right before we thought it was all said and done, then it finally worked. And, you know, everything was okay after we sued them.
ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear hotline. One quick tweet on the way out the door. Before a dental appointment, my dad once told me, the dread of anticipation is worse than reality. Unfortunately, he was wrong. Have fun. Yeah, thank you for that, John Castro. None of you are helping.
Let me tell you something. As you sit here in your own little frame of mind and everything going on in your mind, Janice is ready to go.
It's fine.
Taylor is ready to go. Emily is ready to go.
You know,
I'm not ready to go, but I'm just kind of telling you, I'm very appreciative that the entire show is participating in this.
The only person in this building right now that has any sense is Bergman, who said, no, I'm not doing that.
Greg said
he's the
did
only one.
Did we even invite Bergman?
Yes,
okay.
We did.
I was telling him yesterday.
He
PowerPoint.
Said no, and it's the thing that is the right thing. Well, your fault. It is your
My presentation ball. Yesterday to Greg was, Greg, have you ever wanted to eat a hot, spicy sandwich? He's like, no. I'm like, okay, well, thank you for your time. I wish you the best.
Ton of Taylor coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. Of all of Chris's opens, that's the one I like the least. I don't like the music. I don't like the context. I don't like the subtext. There's nothing about that that I enjoy. But I do enjoy the segment a great deal. It is time for Ton of Taylor. Taylor, what's number one?
Okay, guys. Got some simple questions for you this morning. Someone you know owes you $1,000.
That's
cap. Wrong game. And he won't pay you back after you kindly asked. So what's your next move?
So they owe how much? A grand?
A grand.
Yeah.
You just gotta be honest. You know, if it comes a point where, if somebody's trying to avoid the situation, I should not be the one that has to bring it up. Please don't make me bring it up. You be the one that brings it up. If I lent you a grand, and if I don't need it tomorrow, anything along those lines, but it's always good to get one of those where somebody says, hey, you know what? Don't think I forgot, cause I definitely haven't. I'll give me a little bit of time. I'm going to take care of this. The worst thing you could do is have those, you know, and I know, but we're both not saying anything. Why should I say something? You should say something. I hate those.
Yeah, no, look, if I've asked for it and you haven't given it back to me, I just at that point assume it's not coming back, right? Especially if it's, look, if I give you $1,000, Lee,
yep.
And you needed $1,000 to pay your rent or yep. whatever it is, and you just don't have yep. any money. Take your time.
I was going to Congo room.
But if you just, hey, man, I got in a little trouble last night. I need $1,000. Can you hook me up
yeah.
real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm going to need you to go to the bank tomorrow
yep.
and withdraw $1,000 and give it back to me. If you haven't done that,
yeah.
I'm assuming it's gone forever. Our relationship is done.
Yep.
You can't, that. And I'm not going to hound you every day. I'm not going to do that, but I just now know where I stand with you. That's how that thing ends.
Just real quick, Taylor, The Congo room wasn't that bad. That was pretty good. He went right past it. I don't have. I can't drop those all the time.
Well, if I had to stop every time you interrupted me, I would never talk.
So no revenge, guys. Just cutting it off.
That was awesome.
I mean, it's
right
just
there.
It's just
no revenge. No, I'm not revenge.
I'm not a revenge guy. Yeah. I'm a drop the iron curtain and never speak to you again guy.
I like that. That's the best revenge.
I'll slash your tires. But no revenge.
I'll cut you. Yeah, I like that.
But no revenge.
Okay, ready for the next one?
Absolutely.
I'll bring you a Howlin' Ray sandwich and just tell you it's from McDonald's.
just a
regular sandwich.
It's fine. Take a rip.
Okay, so I got a buddy who just purchased a boat, and he's looking for a name for it. So I'm wondering, if you owned a boat, what would you call it?
Hashtag Astley. That's the easiest one ever. I'd be cruising around like, I want to slip in the Dana Point Harbor. I want to just take it out around there, go by, and I just, everywhere I'd go, I'd be blowing like the foghorn. I don't know if sailboats have those or not, but just on the back, hashtag Ask Slee, because everyone's like, what's up with, like, it's always something kind of cute, aquatic related, like, sweet dreams with some, like, some waves on it or something stupid like that.
Dolphin something.
Always a stupid aquatic pun.
Yep.
I don't like those at all. Yeah. I'm just going for something weird that's going to drive a conversation. I'm going the SS hashtag Ask Slee.
S&E. Sedale and Eldon. Why would I name it anything
else? Paint their faces on the back? You got Sedale on one side, Eldon on the other. Or just put their numbers, their Laker numbers on the back
Laker
of the
numbers.
Boat?
Everybody's going to know
it is. Somebody should buy us a boat, so we should do this. I don't
think I'm creative enough for stuff like that. The naming of a... I don't know
that's the whole point. None of them are creative. They're all just really cheesy puns.
Because I was like, oh, let's name it Showtime. And like, yeah, there's another boat that had Showtime.
Well, see, there you go. Taylor gets it.
That's pretty good.
Row Time. And it has like in the Laker font, and everybody's like, oh, Laker fan, but it's a boat, so it's really funny. Way to go. Way to go, Row Time. Just that whole deal. Nicely done,
UCLA
Taylor.
Dude in the mix there.
Here we go. You got 5 minutes from time of notice to spend $100,000 or you lose it all. What are you buying?
What are the rules here? Like, do I...
I can get whatever I want.
Get mutual funds if you want.
Yeah, no, I'm buying a car. If I got to spend it fast, right, we're just going to get it done.
Get a Bugatti.
There's a lot of cars that cost more than 100 grand, right? I'm going to go in there. I'm going to get one of those big old Mercedes or whatever it is and just go in there and cruise around in one of those things. Like, done. I'm going to have to take out my own money.
I'm going to get four Honda Civics.
You have like an army. You have a different... Okay, real quick. I have a buddy that played in the NBA for a long time who was teammates with a very, very wealthy NBA player, and he bought a Range Rover, or he was going to buy a Range Rover, and he couldn't decide whether he wanted the white one, the black one, or the red one, so he bought all three. That's how you know that I am an NBA baller. I'll just get all three. Red, blue, or black? All. Give me them all. So there you go. That's how I'm spending my cash.
Can we just throw a quick down payment into a house up in the woods or something? Can I go grab a – can I do it that way?
You're
or that's
another,
that takes much longer 20%. Than 5 minutes.
You need 20%. You're only halfway home. You're going to have
20%.
To put in – yeah. What's that?
20% up in the woods?
Yeah. You want something nice, don't you?
I'm going to Mammoth. I don't need to go up there. I'll go to Idlewild.
Oh, okay.
Let me go up
that's
to Idlewild.
All right. There,
throw
there you
someone
go.
Up there. There's my 20%. Covered. I'm good to go.
Lakers had a very, very interesting night in Milwaukee last night. Not all bad news. A loss, but not all bad news. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.